more uncomfortable situations you're in, then you grow as a person each time. It's like your box just keeps expanding. There's a whole world out there and it's all just stuck in your head. Like, again, it's just coming back to like fully experiencing life and living it to the fullest and like helping other people, motivate them to live their best life as well. And, you know, like living a meaningful, fulfilled, inspiring life that gives you energy in the morning yourself.
Welcome to Live to Share, and I'm your host, Livia Hand. I'm a life enthusiast who believes that the right mindset is all you need in order to live a fulfilled and happy life. In these episodes, I will bring you stories from myself as well as other passionate and inspirational guests whose stories will provoke the desire and drive within yourself to live in full expression. Welcome back to another episode of Live to Share. I know it's kind of been a minute, but today I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Katia Perez. We both go to school together at the University of Ottawa, and I had the pleasure of meeting her a couple of months ago at one of the events that we held called Student Talks. And she's overall just an amazing human being. Ask anyone in Telfer. She's so well driven and she's so motivated and she's got so much going for her. So I'm going to hand it off to her right now and let her tell you guys a little bit about herself and what she's doing right now.
Thanks, Liv. So a bit about me. I was born in Russia and I moved to Toronto when I was 2 years old. I lived there for, I think, 9 years, and then I've lived 9 years in Ottawa. So right now I'm a third-year student at the Telfer School of Management. I am specializing in finance. And I have the honor of working with Liv for an initiative called Capitalize for Kids, the Student Challenge, which is an incredible organization that raises money for CHEO and children's mental health. So I'm very excited for us to work.
Go check it out, guys.
Yeah, excited for us to work together. Liv is an ambassador for the University of Ottawa.
Thanks for showing me the opportunity. I'm super stoked about it. So I want to get to know a little bit more about just like where you come from and like your drive, because like I feel like you do a very good job of like making the most of like your experience at university, and I'm sure that translates throughout the rest, like your whole life. And a lot of people I know, people and like even myself, sometimes struggle with like when it comes to taking opportunities and stuff and continuously having that drive, which is something that you literally like radiate. So,
thank you. I'm not burning anyone with it.
I want to know, what's your secret?
My secret? I don't know. I've honestly thought about this quite a bit, too. And like we were saying earlier, I used to play competitive sports as a kid, and they were always individual sports. So, like, although you were with your teammates, you weren't necessarily playing together on a field like soccer or even volleyball. And so I think those sports require you to have a lot of drive to really push yourself, in addition to having great coaches that push yourself as well. And so I've always wanted to win with these sports. But like we said before, I'm not sure if the drive came from those competitive sports or the drive was already there and translated into and through competitive sports. Overall, I guess the main driver is that I just want to live life to the fullest, and I just want to experience anything there is to offer, like whether that's, you know, academic achievement, and through that you get incredible amounts of knowledge, like in the classes you study, because they're actually interesting, and you can apply the different areas in your classes to different areas of life that usually have no connection with. Extracurriculars, you get put in really uncomfortable situations sometimes, like whether you're outreaching to with cold calls, or you just have to learn on the spot how to deal with those situations. And you get to meet amazing students and amazing like entrepreneurs and different people that really just blend well together.
When it comes to like even like, because a lot of people will sign up for like events and stuff and like showing up, but like I feel like there's like a huge difference between like showing up and actually being present and taking advantage of being wherever you are. Like sometimes it might be a boring networking event or whatnot, but I feel like a lot of people might have different definitions of making the most of certain opportunities and stuff. So, like, what's your definition of that?
I think if you show up to the networking event, that's already an enormous step. And just being there, then you have different pathways of courses of actions you can take. So you can either just stand there and eat the cheese, or you can actually go up to the people and be like, hey, I'm really curious. Like, why are you here too? And like, what are your sources of motivation? That's actually what I ask other people. And I think just asking this to multiple people, you take the little pieces of those people and you just apply it to yourself. And when you're surrounded by incredible people and you go out and find these incredible people that are everywhere, you can really just keep absorbing their qualities and you grow as a person. And I think that's really important too. It's like, you're not just skin and bones, like you have all these layers to you and all those layers are constantly evolving and it's like a painting. You're always just adding like different colors onto you and you're always adding like different layers and different details. And so I think you should always edit yourself and always add color to your life.
No, I really like that. And even just the thing about when you go up and ask people like what motivates them, like I was at a conference the other week and one of the speakers was saying how like instead of going up to someone and being like, hi, like how are you, like what do you want to do, or like rather just go up to someone and be like, what's your passion and like how can I help you? Mm-hmm. And like you don't realize how many people are like willing to reach out, and you never know when, like, if you're willing to help them and show up for them, like, they'll also show up for you. And like the world is your network, like everyone needs someone.
Oh yeah, asking it is given, you know, like you can honestly ask for help from anyone and they will be willing to help you. And I don't know, I think, like you said, it's really interesting to ask those questions that people don't expect, and then they're taken aback, but then they always have some sort of answer that, you know, gives you insight.
And it's really cool to see people, like, what are you passionate about? And a lot of the time, I feel like, as, like, just, like, society and stuff, there's, like, a lot of barriers. Like, this, I might say something like, this is my passion. For example, I want to travel the frickin' world, but it's so expensive. I have school. I have a bunch of other stuff, like, what am I going to do, like, when am I going to graduate, and there's always this, like, constant, or, like, a lot of people do have, like, passions that they haven't even, like, identified yet, but they're just, like, oh, I really like doing this, but there's so many things that, like, we almost put a mental barrier ourselves, and we're, like, oh, like, I can't, because
it's true. There are barriers, but the thing is, there are no rules in life.
Exactly.
Like, you can look at any human beings, and no one has a set path in life. It's like Steve Jobs said, like, all the dots only connect when you look back, but looking forward, you have no ideas where those dots are leading you. But there are no rules. Like, there's not a book of rules for life. You can do anything you want. You can, money will come, but maybe money isn't what you need to reach your goals, right? You attract different people in your life depending on, like, what you're looking out to seek.
And also what you're putting out there.
Exactly. Like, the energy. You attract what you put out. Mm-hmm. I can't really remember the exact
quote. But the law of attraction.
Yeah. Exactly. But like, there are no rules. And the only boundaries that you put are your own limits. And of course, I mean, there are basic barriers like sleep and eating and liquids. But otherwise, they're, like, if you think of people like Elon Musk or Mark Cuban or even the Jay Shetty guy that we talked about earlier, like, people will find ways to put out what they love and what they're passionate about, and there's no timeline either.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, another very, like, we were just talking about this, we had a whole conversation, guys, before this, but
you missed it.
just the fact that, like, a lot of us, or especially, like, if you're listening to this, and if you're in, whether you're in university, or you're 30, or you're just entering high school, I feel like different chapters of our lives, we're always felt this constant pressure of, oh, by this age, we have to get this done, or if you don't have this if you're not married by the time you're 25, you're never gonna get married, and just certain things like that, and that's not the reality for a lot of people. A lot of successful people that you see on TV, that you read about, they come from different walks of life, and like they've had completely different stories from one another. And there's nothing that differentiates you from Mark Cuban, other than the fact that he went out and he did it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like there's so much potential that, like, everybody has, and just taking that first step is so big, and, like, just holding yourself accountable,
mm-hmm.
I feel like. You've definitely been someone who's inspired me in the sense that, like we said before, just, like, taking advantage of opportunities. You're doing so much with your life, and you're only in third year university, which is pretty much, like, more than halfway done, but you've done, like, so much, and you've done a really good job of inspiring the people around you, and tell me a little bit about you as, like, a kid. And, like, you said you moved here when you were 9?
No, when I was 2 years old.
Oh, when you were 2 years old. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't really remember Russia all that well, but I grew up in Toronto. I went to Forest Hill Public School, and then I moved to Ottawa when I was, well, for grade 7. And so in Ottawa, I did middle school and high school. And all throughout, my parents always put me in sports and, like, art and painting and, like, skating and gymnastics. Oh, yeah. So I'm really thankful that I was able to develop, I guess, both, like, physically and mentally, mm-hmm. and artistically, I guess. So I think it's really important to have a lot of exposure as a kid, and of course social. I don't think you should only put your kid in, like, tutoring lessons, yeah. like, oh, develop the brain. I think social exposure is also really, really important. But I don't know. I guess I've always just been someone that never liked to lie around. Like, of course, I do enjoy relaxing, but I think life is just so much more exciting when you're out there doing new things. And even to this day, I'm always, like, Googling new, like, live music or, like, fun activities or those Narcity articles about, like, cool cafes. I'm like, let's go there. So I just, life is... Like, the timeline of life, it's not by years or by days. It's, like, how many new things you can do and how many new things you accept into your life and how you can get over uncomfortable situations. Like, the more uncomfortable situations you're in, then you grow as a person each time. It's like your box just keeps expanding, even though you want to, like, curl up in a little ball and die when you're in those situations. But then you're like, no! But, yeah, and, I mean, there have been times where I've, like, reached out to professionals for coffee, and we go for coffee, and it's a little bit awkward, and then afterwards you leave, and you're like, huh, that was pretty awkward. But then I think to myself, I'm like, you know what, at least I messaged that person, mm-hmm. I showed up to that place, I had the conversation, like, I did learn a few tidbits of information, and, I'm really happy that I met this person, and, like, that's all that matters. It's all these little steps, like even getting involved in school, you at least had to fill out the applications and then you went to the interview and then you started the role and then in that role you just would do all these little things. But then at the end of the year when you look back at it, you're like,
I've done so much.
But it's all about just the little steps and it's about taking that little tiny step forward. And there's actually this amazing... It was a video I saw, but the woman wrote a book about it. It's something about the 5-second rule. And so when the idea pops into your head, you're like, oh, I have to do this. You literally have, like, around 5 seconds before you make the decision to A, either do it, or B, I'll put it off for later.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, oh, I should really do this. And you're like, oh, that... like, physical uncomfortable feeling mm-hmm. in your body, you're like, oh, okay, I'm just going to put it at the back of my head, and next time I'll think about it, I'll do it, but you never end up doing it. So if you actually realize, like, can't be conscious about the fact that when that idea pops into your head, you have 5 seconds to literally be like, yes, I'm going to get that done, and then it just, it goes behind you. Mm-hmm. You, like, do it, and then it's over, and you have the next thing that you can come into your life.
And I feel like that's something that you can almost, like, train yourself to do
yeah.
naturally after, like, a while. Because, like, a lot sure. of us, I feel like, we'll get, like, random sparks of ideas in, like, the shower or, like,
yeah.
random places. And, like, I was talking to someone about this, but, like, so many of us, I've heard so many people come up to me with just these, like, random, like, great, whether it be, like, inventions or just, like, ideas of things that can make people's lives easier. And then they'll talk about it, and it's great, and then, like, it's gone.
Yeah,
and
it's gone.
And it's like we're gifted with all these, like, amazing ideas that can actually genuinely, like, change someone's life potentially. Mm-hmm. But then we almost get caught up in, like, our own life and everything, mm-hmm. and everything just gets, like, forgotten after
right.
a while.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
One thing that I learned, or, like, one thing that I, coming into second year, I was like, because first year I kind of just, like, it was a whole mess for me, but, like, coming into second year, it was, like, I really wanted to take advantage of, like, every opportunity, and, like, if something arises, like, I'm just gonna say yes, and, like, doing that, it's actually amazing how much my life has changed since just implementing that, and, like, just going for things, and it really, like, it sounds so far-fetched, but as soon as you start, like, doing it, like, it becomes easier.
It just leads you to other things, too. It's like, do I do it? Yes or no? Yes. And then from there, something else happens, and you just keep moving.
And then, like you said, like, and then looking back after, whether it be a year later, 5 years later, realize, like, how far you've come. And that feeling is so satisfying to, like, look up back and be like, you're not the same person that you were before you did the, or before you joined this club, or before you met this one person, like, exactly. Anything is possible, like,
anything, there are no rules,
exactly, but it's so hard sometimes. I feel like it's so easy to get caught up in, like, our own life and, like, our own little bubble. Being able to go out and, I don't know, like, meet people, experience things, it really does, like, shape you into the person you are.
My mom actually always told me was, if you feel, like, really bogged down by your problems and you're just, like, in your little bubble and that you can't get out, you just picture yourself, like, in the room sitting there, like, us two at this table, and then you just kind of take, like, you zoom out, so now you can just see us from the top of our heads and, like, this table now, and then you keep zooming out, so you see your house in Sandy Hill, and then keep zooming out even further, and you see, like, Ottawa, and then you see Canada, and then you see our Earth, and then you see, like, our Earth in the solar system, and then you just keep zooming out until you see all these, like, billions of stars and galaxies and planets, and you try and find yourself, and you are tiny, and your problems are tiny, and they don't matter, right? So it's just, like, they do matter, but you're just, it's so small.
But there's a whole world out there.
There's a whole world out there, and it's all just stuck in your head, right? Because, yeah, it's just, like, those problems you're probably not even going to remember 1 year from now, right? Or 2 years from now. And to get out of those problems, you just have to start doing something. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, just, like, go outside, or, you know, if you have a to-do list, just start checking those things off, and your mind's going to, like, reconfigure itself and move on.
Have you ever gotten into, like, a rut where a couple days or a couple weeks where you're just like, I don't want to do this?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's, like, I mean, we're only human, right? And too much sun makes a desert. That's one of my favorite sayings. Like, although you can, like, I'm generally a positive person, and I love to, like, be with positive people, but unless you're a monk that lives in the mountains, like, you are going to have mood swings, and especially, you know, being a girl. So, but, A, I think you have to accept those and be like, yeah, you know, that's just what's happening right now, and things may not have necessarily changed around you, right? It's just, like, your own body and your own chemicals, but maybe something did change, and for that, you can either work on the problem, be like, okay, what are little tiny steps I can do to start fixing this issue? Like, break the issue down into little ones and just start, like, stabbing the little issues. Or you can just distract yourself and maybe that issue will pass on itself. So I think it's just about looking forward and taking the tiny steps. Like, you know, if you can't even take a tiny step, at least, like, lie down in the right direction.
Just watch in the horizon. That's where I want to be one day.
Exactly. Just at least, like, turn your head towards that direction and be like, huh, that looks nice.
So, how do you, like, keep yourself in that mindset that, like, when it comes to just being positive? And I know it's something that on the inside, that's something that you generally want to do, but, like, for a lot of people, it's hard to, like, constantly be motivated and stay motivated is another thing. Like, one day I'll feel like, oh my God, like, this is everything that I want to do. I'm going to go do it. And then by nighttime, I'm laying in my bed and I'm like, okay.
Well, I mean, first, it's hard to define, like, what motivation is. Like, sometimes you just have to do it, right? And, like, for example, with school, you're like, oh, I really want to be motivated with marks and get an A plus in this course. But that's a really, really overwhelming feeling to put on yourself. Be like, okay, go get an A plus, right? It starts off with first getting, like above 90% on your final exam, but to do that, you have to get above 90% on your quizzes. And then to study for the quiz, you actually have to do that chapter problems. And to start doing those chapter problems, you have to do the first problem, right? So it's just about taking your notebook out, getting a pencil, and starting your first like question. And then that's when all those little steps will lead to your end result. So even if you have no motivation, and you don't always have the motivation, but it's just about like physically separating yourself, not physically separating yourself, mentally separating yourself, just being like, okay, I can either like start this, or you might need something to help you start it, like maybe go eat a piece of chocolate, or honestly, running helps a lot for me because things like that show you that you can do things, right? So like, for example, for me, running is my example, so I know that if I can go outside, like put my running shoes on and go for a run, I'm physically moving and I can accomplish a run, so that gives me my own personal motivation to accomplish other things.
That's actually really interesting you said that, because it reminds me of, so like when it just comes to like working out or like athletics and stuff, I got into like working out, not like got into, but like I took it more serious starting last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to like almost relate it to like different aspects of your life, because like a lot of the time when I was a kid, I grew up playing piano, so like sometimes I take shortcuts and stuff because my mom didn't really know
whether
it was right or not, so I would just like pretend like I'm playing the right thing, or like I memorized it.
I've never thought about it.
But then like when it came, and like nobody would hold me accountable until like I got to my teacher and she's like, you're doing this whole thing wrong. But and then when it came to like working out, it's like I can like cheat my way through it, and like instead of, it says 10 burpees, but I can just do 8. But at the end of the day, I'm the one who suffers from it. Like, it's not like you're cheating, but like you're only cheating yourself.
But that's when you do one more burpee.
Exactly.
That's when you don't do 10 burpees, you do 11 burpees just because you had that thought.
Yeah, and like I feel like that like translated a lot into even just like school and everything, because it's like, okay, I can like lie and pretend I studied for 5 hours, but who is that gonna help?
Exactly, like, who's accountable?
Exactly, and like being able to like physically like change your body and like, do things that, and like, you're actually seeing results, is like, you don't realize how this applies to like literally almost every aspect of your life, mm-hmm. which is something that I never thought about before. But.
Oh, it applies to everything. Yeah, exactly, school, or even for this podcast, right? You like sent me a message, you know, you made a date and a location, and it's all those little things.
Yeah.
Like you have a microphone, right? It's all those things that lead up to the final product. I had a great thought.
Okay. That's me all the time.
But I don't know, it's just like, yeah. No, I got too into your into your thoughts there, and I was like, yes, true.
But like even just like that, like I was like, because I was literally like, sweating my butt off one day, and I was just, I don't want to do this. But then like I was like with my friend, and I was watching her like cheat her way through it. I was like, I know you're not doing the full set. But I don't know. And a lot of, for me, like, even just looking back, I'm such a different person than I was, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how to, like, pinpoint where, when that happened, what happened. Like, it wasn't, like, a dramatic event happened and blah, 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 blah. It was almost one day I just decided to do this one thing. And then, like, it just, like, snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm here a year later and I'm like, what the frick? Like,
what
was I doing then? Or, like,
it does snowball, yeah. And, I mean, you could just lie on your couch, right, for the 5 hours and not study, but then that will turn into lying again 5 hours the next day,
exactly.
And then again, and in all that time, you could have done some pretty amazing things that would take you different places, and I don't know, I think it's, like, again, it's just coming back to, like, fully experiencing life and living it to the fullest and, like, helping other people, like, motivate them to live their best life as well, and, you know, like, living a meaningful, fulfilled, inspiring life that gives you energy in the morning yourself. Like, I don't think everything comes really easily. Like, I do think there are many things in the world that you attract, and you're like, oh, I'm so thankful for this, but most good things you're going to need to put a little effort in, and I think that when you get those good things, it really makes a difference.
Yeah, and Oh, and like just like the fact that everybody's like definitions of, like you said before, like what motivates you, what's inspiring for you, like what you're passionate about. It's different for everyone. Don't look at someone else and be like, oh, like she might, someone that you might deem as successful and stuff, you're never going to be her because you're not her or you're not him. But like, be your own version. Everybody's, people say it all the time, but like, you are uniquely you. Nobody else is you. Nobody thinks the way that you do. And to try and strive to be this person that you idolize is never going to happen because you're not them. But you can be your own person that you idolize, and other people who believe the same thing that you do will also believe in you. And I feel like there's a lot of stuff where like, oh, work towards being this person, or work towards like, I like her, I want to be her. But then like, be the best version of you. Take everything that you can have. And it can be like little things when you think about like just like running. We're blessed with legs that can work. You can run. A lot of people don't have that. And looking at things from like that perspective, I feel like is so important, because when you realize how much that you have and like how much you can work with, it's incredible.
Like even the fact that we have like this MacBook or like the running water, right? Like so many people don't even have that, or that we go to an incredible school and live in a city where there are no wars.
Exactly.
Right?
Like I was telling my friend about this, but I had this like random like deep moment in DMS the other day, and I was like, I was in a meeting, and then I went and I was thirsty, and then I went to like fill up my water bottle, and then like for some, I was like, the majority of the world can't just walk down an aisle and just fill up water because they don't even have clean water. And it's like, that's crazy for me to think about because I've never had to deal with that. And it's like, there's so many little things that you don't really, a lot of like start like entrepreneurs and like stuff like that, a lot of people come from a place where like they don't have all the resources, they didn't have all the capital in the world, they didn't have the support system, but they believed in themselves. Like they were, they believed in this one thing that they wanted to make a change. And like, you just start from step one. Like, a lot of people, if you listen to their stories, the beginning is no different than anybody else than, like, just being, I just went out and, like, asked this person, or I did this, and now they're successful, but like, what, they're not looking at the money. Like, a lot of them, like, they're genuinely, you can tell, like, they're just happy, and they're passionate, and that's something that, that's somewhere that, like, I hope to be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I feel like that's, like, all of us.
Yeah, I think that's also something really important to me, like, helping other people live their best lives. And I'm trying to really figure out how I can apply that to my career or like to my personal life. That's something that I try to do with like little things every day, with like maybe giving some friends some advice or like helping them see how awesome they really are. Or sometimes, you know, if they don't feel that pretty for a girl, for example, and you're like, excuse me, like look at yourself and you're freaking gorgeous. And it's just even like little things like that. But I guess going on the topic of gratitude, one thing that has really, really helped me is I keep a journal of almost every night where I write down things, happy things that happened. So at first it starts off with like maybe like a few things, but then if you keep doing this for a few weeks, your lists get to like number 11, number 18. Like it can be either like, oh, like had a great session with Liv today. Or like, oh, someone bought me a coffee. And it's just these little things that once you write them down physically on a piece of paper, you look at it and you're like, wow, like this was an amazing Thursday. And then you keep looking at the pages you filled in your notebook and you realize how every day has numerous things to be grateful for and happy about. And I also actually, in that notebook, I also have a section for, well, like in every entry, I also have things that I wrote down that I want to accomplish. So whether they're like long-term goals or even just like little things like, oh, I want this to go well or I want this to happen. And honestly, every single thing has happened. You look back like 2 years ago and you're like, okay, this is true. This has already happened. I have this. This came to me. It's amazing to see what happens when you write the things down. And it's like either subconscious in your mind or I don't know how it works, but it works.
No, I think that's really great. And, like, I've seen, like, I've read a lot of people who do that. And I think that's something that I want to start too. And just the other day, I did that, but with the month, kind of. And I was looking back at March and my accomplishments, but also, like, my failures and stuff that I didn't do well and that I want to maybe improve on. And then also just goals for, like, April and, like, what I want to do. And, like, even looking back, I feel like it's so important to write stuff down because, like, you're also acknowledging the little things that you do. And, mm-hmm. like, it's almost like you're giving yourself a little pat on the back, which is something that we forget a lot of the time. Like, try and find, like, validation from, like, people on the outside and stuff. But it's so important to, like, actually be proud of yourself.
Be proud of yourself, exactly.
And, like, actually give yourself, like, kudos. Like, you did this. This is something that I wanted to do in March, and I actually did it. And acknowledge the fact that you're capable and mm-hmm. giving yourself that validation that we almost always seek from other people in our lives.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Like, if who's gonna toot your horn if you don't toot it? You know, like, you have to be proud of yourself, and you have to, you know, do nice things for yourself. And sure, running like a half marathon sometimes isn't the nicest thing for yourself, but you know you did it. And it's the balance between pushing yourself further but rewarding yourself for pushing those boundaries.
Have a chocolate bar after that.
Exactly. It's true. You can have a chocolate bar. You can also be like, damn, like, my legs just got stronger. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, there are no boundaries. Like, you're limitless.
And it's also just about perspective. Like, you can mm-hmm. go from that, and like, from any situation, you can see it in like a bad light, and it would just be, and it end up being a negative event. Mm-hmm. But like, you can always turn it positive. And I know people get so annoyed when people say, like, throw around the word like positivity, and because it's so like almost like overused, and like, we're like, okay, well, it's not that easy. And it isn't a lot of the time, but what's easy sometimes is taking that baby step.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not seem like much, but when you look back, everything takes time, like, mm-hmm. having and like going through the process, and then like
in different timelines
exactly.
Yeah,
which is,
that's true. And if you do surround yourself with negative people and you get into a negative mindset, you will attract more negativity, right? But if you like switch your mindset into more positive, then you just keep going in that positive mindset, and great things happen, and then that makes you even more positive, and it keeps growing that way. And being human, you will of course go into the negative mindset, like, that's
naturally,
a given.
Yeah.
It's natural. But when you're in a negative mindset, your mind will be the cycle of negative thoughts will be stronger than positive thoughts. So it's really important to just be conscious, be like, oh, okay, like, I'm in a negative mindset right now, and I can, like, sit in my dark hole for a little bit more, but I'm going to get out of it. So, yeah. My New Year's resolution, actually, this year was to be stronger and to choose strength over, I guess, like, negativity or, like, being hard on yourself.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was tested on pretty early in the year with some personal matters, but it's...
And you've been strong.
Yeah. Honestly, like, yeah. It's... Like, there are times when, I mean, I cry really easily.
Oh my gosh, me too.
And sometimes, like, that's fine. Yeah. I agree with that. But there are times when you're just like, okay, you can cry for, like, 5 minutes after, 5 minutes longer, but you have to, like, get your shit together mm-hmm. and go deal with whatever made you cry. So, I don't know. It's when you make that conscious decision to, you can either choose the weak path or you can choose the strong path. And you know that you have those two paths to choose from, you can be like, I don't care what it takes, but I'm going to go this way. So, yeah.
I wish I could do that more often.
Well, now that you're, like, more conscious of it, it's like,
yeah.
Are you really going to go down that path when you can go down that mm-hmm. path? Right? I mean, okay, I'm using my hands a lot here,
yeah,
so I'm sorry that you can't see this. But it's just, like, when you're self-aware, you can be like, no, I'm going to do this.
And yeah.
Like, if you think about it, like, what is stopping you from choosing a different way of living, right? Like, sure, okay, I can't go out and buy a yacht because I'd like to, A, buy a yacht or not buy a yacht. But, you know, there are other things I can do to, you know, maybe in the future buy a yacht.
Yeah.
Right? So I can either do my accounting question number one or I cannot, you know? It's like the butterfly flaps its wings and...
Buy a yacht should be your New Year's resolution for, like, 2023?
Sounds good.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, even just, like, little goals and, like, New Year's resolutions and, like, day-to-day, like, mm-hmm. just, like, mini goals for yourself.
Mini goals, yeah. So important. Because when you do that, when you accomplish that mini goal, then it's just like you took a step, right?
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm gonna do the little gratitude thing.
I guess it's just about pushing your boundaries and expanding the box that you're living in, and, you know, welcoming new people into your life and trying to see the best in those people, and not judging those people, but like really, really trying to find what makes that person so special and what makes that person so unique, and maybe what they're really excited about. So when you hit that topic, they just have this huge burst of like love and happiness that they get to share with you. And then if you put yourself in situations that make you uncomfortable, that discomfort is a really good thing, because it means you've never done that before, or this is really new to you. And if you just keep like taking those baby steps in that discomfort, then you will get stronger. Like, you won't be that uncomfortable in that situation anymore, but you will also know that, I've gone past that situation, so all the other stuff behind it doesn't seem as bad anymore, and you can just do more and be more.
Yeah, and like every opportunity is an opportunity to grow.
Exactly. Like,
which is, you're like a little plant.
Exactly. You just keep growing, and plants also have to like burst through the dirt, right?
This is true. It's a lot of dirt.
Oh, and there's this amazing quote that was like, sometimes if you feel like you've been buried under a pile of dirt, or, you know, we can even replace that word with, you know, shit. But if you've been buried under a pile of dirt, you haven't been buried, you've only been planted. I like that.
Oh, I like that.
Then you can grow.
Oh.
Yeah. So cute. But, I don't know, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad. And, like, I want to end it off with, let's say this is your little journal for today, and, like, what are things that you're grateful for?
Grateful for? Well, I mean, I guess it's not even 11 in the morning, but I'm grateful for that I had the chance to do a little take team photos with an incredible team for Capitalize for Kids. It has Liv on it, Liam, Ben, and Tran, and myself. So it's amazing to be able to work with these students who are A, awesome people themselves, and B, were the very first team that University of Ottawa has had.
It's so we get to,
and we get to set our own rules and, you know, see what we can do as a team for next year. Another thing was, it was my mom's birthday, so I had cake for breakfast.
That's so nice. Happy birthday, Katya's mom.
So that's actually something I'm really grateful for. I have amazing parents, and my dad made coffee for my mom and, you know, brought the cake into bed. We sang happy birthday in our bed and just... Yeah, had cake and breakfast. Had cake in bed for
living
breakfast.
Life.
So yeah, then I have a coffee meeting today, and then I think I'm going to go to some bar for music tonight. So
wow, sounds like you have a whole day planned. Yeah. It was really nice to have you on this, and like I said before, Katya's an amazing girl, and you're such like a positive light, and you're so inspiring, and you're just doing a lot. But I guess that was a little piece of our minds when it comes to gratitude, opportunities, and just like living, choosing. You get to choose how you want to live your life, and whether it be a positive route or a negative route, or you can substitute those words for any word that you'd like. But there's always two choices that you're going to make, and making the conscious choice of like doing the one that you think will make you feel better in like the long run. And
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Yeah. You have that 5 seconds to either do it.
Every time you have the idea, just write it down, do something, take action, because anything you put out in the universe is going to make, there's going to be an effect. So be the one to make that effect. And yeah.
Yes, girl.
That was really good. And I hope whoever's listening, like, I really appreciated you. Subscribe, leave a rating, comment if you liked it, and also just share it with anybody that you think would benefit from this episode or would like listening to it. But yeah, have a good day, guys. Bye.